Tommy Alsup is alive today only because he lost a coin toss with fellow rocker Richie Valens.
Well, I didn't get on the plane. I flipped a coin with Richie Valens at the last minute. I just reached in my pocket and pulled out a 50-cent piece and flipped it. He called heads, so I went back out and told Buddy. I said, Richie's going in my place.
That coin toss saved Tommy Alsup's life on the night Buddy Holly's plane crashed and the music died. On Saturday, Alsup stood outside the Rothschild Pavilion 50 years to the day that he and Holly played there.
Got to town, and at the motel, they slashed the tires on Buddy's Lincoln, so we had to run down a set of tires. Then they had a bunch of logs here behind the building, tried to balance herself on those logs, and we all went in the water. I remember that very well.
Do you think of Buddy a lot still?
Oh, yeah, every day.
You won't matter anymore. Tommy Alsup!
Alsup and frontman Johnny Rogers played before hundreds of people Saturday who still think of Buddy, including many who were at the pavilion back on July 12, 1958. Judy Oestreich of Ringel was 17 when she sang on stage with Holly's opening act.
I never thought I'd make it this far, I'll tell you, but it's awesome. They've done a wonderful job with this building, and I'm just so happy that they're having the tribute tonight.
Rothschild's pavilion was almost torn down, but was saved by a grassroots effort to preserve its history. On Sunday, a second Holly reunion concert was held at another historic venue, the Crystal Rock in Rhinelander. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.